And I want to talk about a little boy that we hear about in the Bible, a little boy called Timothy. And Timothy is known to us because he was a friend of the Apostle Paul. And we know a little bit about Timothy, and we know a little bit about Timothy's family. Timothy's mummy was called Eunice, and Timothy's nana was called Lois. And we know that Eunice, the mummy, and Lois, the nana, took very good care of Timothy, their little boy. They looked after him and they provided him clothes and they provided him food and they looked after his well-being. But Timothy was a blessed and privileged little boy for another reason too. Because his mummy and his nana told him about God. They told him about the Bible. They taught him the stories of the Bible. And I want to say to you today that you children who are here in church this morning, just like Timothy, are very privileged and very blessed boys and girls, because you have people in your lives that are careful not just to give you nice clothes and good food, but are careful for your soul, careful for your spiritual education, that they teach you things about God and things about the Bible. Now, you may not appreciate that too much right now, but in years to come, I believe you will have occasion to thank God for your mummy and your daddy and your nana and your grandpa or whatever it is you call them, who brought you to church and who taught you things about God. The Lord Jesus Christ said something one day, and he was speaking to a man who asked him a question. And Jesus' reply to that man was very simple. He said, "The Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord." And I want to tell you, boys and girls, especially this morning, but I'm not stopping mums and dads and nanas and grandpas from listening too. I want to tell you something that I hope you will remember about these words of Jesus when he said, "The Lord our God is one Lord." Because there is only one God. Do you hear me? There is only one God. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching us. There is only one God, the living and true God. But I want to tell you some things that we know about the one true God. And here's the first thing. The one true God is a spirit. He doesn't have a body like you have and like I have. The one true God is a spirit. He doesn't have a body of flesh. And that means that he can be everywhere at one time. I have to go away sometimes and go back to my other home in another country, and I can't be here all the time. We can only be in one place at one time, because we've only got one body. But God doesn't have a body. He is a spirit, and he is all places at all times. Another thing I want to tell you about God, not only is he a spirit, but he never changes. God never changes. He doesn't grow old. He doesn't get unwell. He never changes his mind. He never dies. He lives forever and ever and ever. God never changes. We all change, but God never changes. Another thing we know about God is that he is all-powerful. Everything that you can see in the world, everything that we see outside of the world, the sun and the moon and the stars, everything about the trees, everything about the rocks and the rivers and the whole of creation was made by this one God. This one God who is a spirit, this one God who never changes, this one God is all powerful and he created everything. And someday he's going to destroy the world. Someday, having made the world, he is going to destroy the world. And the Bible tells us that he will make a new heaven and a new earth where there will be no sin and where we will be like him. God is all powerful and God is all wise. There is nothing that God doesn't know. He knows everything. He sees everything. He hears everything. Nothing happens in this world. Nothing happens in your house. Nothing happens in your life that God doesn't know about. There's nothing that you say or I say, nothing that you think or I think, nothing that we imagine that God doesn't know about. And the last thing I want to say about God this morning, at this stage anyway, is that God is holy. God is holy. Everything God says, everything God thinks, everything God wills and wants to do, everything he does is good and perfect and true. God never tells a lie, and God never makes a mistake. So let's see if we can remember something about this one true God. This one true God who is a spirit, who never changes, who is all powerful, who is all wise, and who is absolutely holy. And let us remember that when we come to hear about God to church, this is the God with whom we have to do. Amen.